Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, my good friend Joe McNally, all the way from sunny Charlottesville, Virginia. And you know, Joe, I had a couple of callers on this morning, both claiming to be conservatives, Republicans, who want to tell me about what the Bible says. And I'm saying to them, part of what makes this nation what it is that you have a right to follow your religion.
Absolutely.
But you don't have a right to force that on other people.
Yeah, exactly. Anyone who really thinks that abortion, well, what they define as abortion, when they say that life begins at the moment of conception,
scientifically, that's not true.
Do they really even know what that means? Because we're talking about a cell that is smaller than the period at the end of a sentence.
Right.
And if they believe, you know, right after someone has sex, that is a person, that is a human being. I just don't, you're allowed to believe that. You can believe anything as far as religion in America. You're allowed to believe that. And if you believe that, then you should act on it. And any time you get a woman pregnant, or some women even claim to believe that. But most logical people, I don't really honestly believe that. But you're allowed to believe anything, and you're allowed to act on it. But you certainly can't impose your extreme beliefs on others, and that is America. I mean, that is the what the Constitution is set up to prevent, and the fact that these people who claim to be conservatives do want to throw out freedom of religion. They do want to throw out the constitutional right of women to make decisions about their own lives and their own health and their own health care and how many children to have in their families. I mean, when we are talking about all the economic problems of families today, and one of the worst things I believe that the Republicans did over the past year was wipe out the child tax credit
right.
that every family in America received monthly checks to help with the raising of children in America. That made so much sense to me, and it existed in this country for 1 year under Joe Biden, and at the end of that year, Republicans refused to renew it. And Joe Manchin, one of the Democrats that we don't get along with because he doesn't believe in many things that other Democrats believe in, he prevented Democrats from renewing that for all time.
And
for families, which is exactly what, if you support children, if you support having more children, you certainly should be prepared in this country to help families all over America raise those children, because that for a year, that took an enormous number of children and their families out of poverty in America. And Republicans ended it after a single year because it was just abhorrent to them to actually help families in need. That is criminal. If you actually believe that every pregnancy should lead to a childbirth, and we go back to those 7 and 8 and 9 children families, you definitely should support those families and allow families to have help raising those.
You know, Joe, everything you said is spot on. And here's another part of this. Your favorite Congresswoman, Lauren Boebert. From Colorado.
There are a bunch of them.
I know. This morning, she complains that she is tired of this separation of church and state junk. far-right politician, Representative Lauren Boebert, Republican of Colorado, won a primary by nearly 30 points on Tuesday night. After calling for an end to the separation of church and state, Boebert, who has been a steadfast supporter of right-wing conspiracy groups QAnon, gave a speech at the Cornerstone Christian Center in Basalt, Colorado, on Sunday, claiming that the Constitution does not support a government free from Christian influence.
What about Jewish influence or Muslim influence or other influences? I'll tell you, the church that she wants controlling our government isn't the church I believe in. And so why should her church get to tell me what to do, and my own church can't?
That's the root of this, Joel. That's what we're dealing with.
It absolutely is.
Insanity. You know,
we know it's insane. You know, some of it is just literally insane. I know we're going to get into this, but all the stuff that is coming out of the January 6th.
Going to get into that after the break. We're going to get into that,
especially this past week. Anyone who whose religion leads them to believe in that, I don't want anything to do with.
And you know, Joe, if you have a religion that believes in that, you should not go into public saying anything. You should just nod your head, right? You don't want anybody to know.
Yeah, keep those thoughts to yourself.
Yeah.
The former president, he could never do that. He could never keep his thoughts to himself. He could accept everything he's done.
You know, I mean, that's at the root of this. If you've got those kinds of ideas about a religion you want others to follow that, and yet you put your thoughts out there, people are going to challenge you on that insanity.
I would hope.
Yeah. I mean, that's really what's at the root of it, Joel.
Just basic misunderstanding of democracy. Yeah. They have no idea what we're talking about when we say the Republican Party is trying to destroy democracy. They don't know democracy. They don't understand democracy, and they don't want it. They don't want our school children to learn about the principles of democracy in school anymore. They want to take all that out of schools. Equality. We can't talk about racial equality in America anymore because that's a touchy subject. it is, because we need to overcome religious and racial bigotry in America. And that's the number one thing we
which is the reason we had amendments to the Constitution in the first place. There have been amendments to address that. And yet we don't want to even go back to that. I think, Joe, that these people really don't understand any of these things. Is it safe to say that?
I have an argument. You know my wife, Kit.
Right.
We have an argument that this all goes back to education. And I say, no, it doesn't really. We all know people who we went to school with that education just rolled off the front water. and so don't blame the school teachers. they are trying to teach all the students. Public education, everyone has a right to an education in America. But whether that gets to them or not, or they understand it, or they sit in the back of the room drawing on their hands, that's up to them.
Hey, Joe, we got to run to a break, man. It's so good to have you on the air. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back.